on this episode, semen retention and dating.
This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. Thanks for being here. I really, truly appreciate you guys so much. I'm so fortunate to be able to do what I do, to hear from so many of you guys and see you kicking ass, to work with so many of you as coaching clients. Really, really fortunate and grateful to be doing this. So thanks for being here and being part of the community. By the way, if this is your first time listening to the show, welcome. This show is all about helping us kick ass as men so we can go out and create the life that we desire. We talk about sex and fitness and nutrition and hormones and mind and habits and emotions and all the things that we need to solidify inside out so we can go out and kick ass and create the life that we desire. So welcome. Make sure to hit the follow or subscribe button if you haven't already. Also, a reminder that I'm here to help you. So if you have questions or you'd like to discuss coaching with me, you can shoot me a text message anytime, 801-742-1439. I do really respond to all of those text messages, by the way, and it's really me. Or you can look in the show notes for a number of other ways to contact me. So let's talk about semen retention and dating. I know that a lot of you guys, not all of you, but a lot of you are at some stage on the semen retention journey or putting that into practice in some way in your life, which is awesome because as we've talked about before, there are so many benefits in various aspects of our life that come from retaining that energy and not ejaculating as often. As we've talked about before, semen retention is not about never ejaculating again. It's really about dialing back the frequency so that we can build up that energy and charge and vitality more in between. So if you are practicing semen retention or planning on that in the future and going to be dating or are dating as well, it's something that certainly plays into that and comes up. So let's talk about how to go about that. First of all, let's step back to a bigger, broader level when it comes to dating and something that I really believe very passionately, and that is this. So many guys spend so much time chasing after women when what we should be doing is building ourselves. Work on building yourself and you will come across the right women. So many guys spend so much time and energy on Tinder or Bumble or whatever, chasing after women, right? And I can tell you that it is very, very likely that the most meaningful connections that you will make will be people that you encounter in real life, in the physical world, not on a dating app. A dating app might be a great way to get a date by this weekend, right? But is that the goal? That's not the goal of dating. For some guys it is, but that's a short-term focus. We play the long game, right? We are working on the things that we're working on in our life because we're playing the long game. And playing the long game when it comes to relationships is about finding the right person. It's not about being desperate to go out and go on a date this weekend or being desperate to go out and find somebody to have sex with. It's about figuring out who are we meant to be with, who is the right fit that we can actually be together with long term. And the likelihood that you're going to meet that person on a dating app, I know that it happens, but the likelihood is very, very, very low. The likelihood that you're going to meet that person that you're really meant to meet in real life is much higher. The universe works. People have been meeting each other and getting married and having babies and all the things for the history of mankind. And we didn't need dating apps then, and we don't need them now. For most guys, it is a huge distraction. It is a huge waste of time and energy. So focus on building yourself. Learn to support yourself, to love yourself, as we've talked about before, to have a satisfying solo sex life so that you're not desperate to go out and have sex. Be working on building yourself as a man and as a human being. Be working on finding your purpose and committing yourself to that purpose. And when you do that, as you do that, stay open. Stay open to what the universe brings. And what will happen is you will encounter people in real life. you will have somebody that catches your eye, or you will catch somebody's eye. A conversation, somebody will strike up a conversation with you, or you'll strike up a conversation with a woman. Those are the kind of interactions that lead to the people that you're really meant to be with. So focus on building yourself before you get lost in the distraction of constantly chasing after women. It's not going to lead you to good places. So let's assume that you've got that nailed, right? You're working on yourself. You're dating in a natural way as opposed to chasing it via dating apps. As you date, the topic of semen retention is, of course, going to play into that. So the first thing is, I believe that we should be having conversations about sex before we actually have sex, which kind of seems obvious, but it's actually the opposite of the way that most people go about it, right? Especially younger guys, but I think a lot of guys will have sex with somebody before they ever even really have a conversation about sex. Conversations and actual communication about sex doesn't really happen for a lot of people until further down the line, which is the complete opposite of what it should be, right? So the first thing is we should be having conversations with someone before we're ever having sex with them. We should have a conversation or multiple conversations about sex. What are your views on sex? And of course, in the process of those discussions, you talk about semen retention. Now, one thing to be aware of is that just like the majority of guys out there are not aware of the value of semen retention and aren't practicing it, which is unfortunate. More and more all the time are and are finding it, which is awesome. But if you look at, you know, if you were to survey all the guys in the world, of course, the vast majority don't even really know that semen retention is something that is a valuable thing, and certainly you're not practicing it. The same goes with women. So the likelihood is that when you meet someone, they probably will not have dated someone before or been in a relationship with someone before that practices semen retention. They may not have even heard about it. So there's going to be some education involved, right? And as you go about that, it's very important to approach that from the standpoint of being strong in your own beliefs, in your own practices. Why do you practice this, right? What are the benefits that it brings you? As we've talked about before, some people who don't have the experience of this in their own life or don't really have more in-depth knowledge think that it's somehow about sacrificing something, giving something up, right? You and I know that it's the opposite of that. We're not sacrificing something. We're actually trading in something for something much, much better, much better. So as you have these conversations and educate whoever it is that you're dating and maybe potentially going to have sex with about semen retention and why you practice it, one of the things to make sure that you're clear on is that it actually brings so much amazingness. It not only brings so much additional amazingness into your own life as a man, but it will do the same thing in a relationship. So again, a lot of women, when they first hear about this, think that it's somehow about giving something up, right? That you're gonna have to give something up, they're gonna have to give something up because you're not gonna ejaculate every time you have sex. But again, we know that the opposite is true. We're trading that in for something much, much better. And when it comes to a relationship, the way that that plays out is much better and higher charge and electricity between you. You have better performance, better libido that stays with you. You, of course, have increased charge and vitality and passion and enthusiasm for life and confidence. All things that allow you to be a better version of you, thereby more attractive to your partner. You end up being able to have actually much better sex that lasts much longer. You can have more frequent sex at a higher energetic charge because you're not draining that energy. And one of the things is it actually makes the relationship much, much stronger. so much stronger, because you may have had this experience or can relate to this, especially if you're early on when you're dating somebody. If you have sex and ejaculate, yes, you might be in the immediate aftermath of that. There might be some sort of afterglow of like, oh, that was awesome sex, right? But a lot of times what happens is in this sort of hours to days after that, your attraction for that person kind of goes down a little bit. And sometimes their attraction to you kind of goes down a little bit. It kind of reduces that chemistry, that charge. And that happens as the relationship goes on. I believe that a lot of relationships start to struggle when it comes to chemistry and sex and that attraction, because ejaculation is happening far too often and it's draining that charge. So one of the things that happens with practicing semen retention in a relationship is that it actually keeps that charge between you much, much higher, which is awesome. Let me tell you a story about a woman that I dated about a year and a half ago or so. Went through much of this same experience, right? She'd never dated anybody that practiced semen retention. She'd actually just recently had heard about it. Okay, so it wasn't a brand new idea, but she'd never dated anybody, really didn't know much about it. When you first start dating somebody, one of the things also is that it can be hard to maintain that same kind of stamina, control, discipline when it comes to ejaculating when you're with a brand new partner. It's a little more overwhelming, right? It's a new person. You're not as familiar with them. They're not as familiar with you. It's a little bit harder to maintain control. So in the very beginning, no matter what your intentions are, it's very possible that in the very beginning of that relationship, you're going to end up ejaculating maybe more often than you want to, and maybe more often than you would sort of on a long-term basis. So this kind of happened with this woman that I dated about a year and a half ago. And over the course of a few weeks, ended up ejaculating a number of times when we had sex. And I started to feel that. I started to feel that drain, right? And I could tell that it was also affecting sort of the connection between us. And I could tell that she was kind of sensing that, right? And so as our discussions kind of continued, and I communicated to her how I wanted to kind of recommit to that, and that was a path that I kind of wanted to be on, and she was super awesome about it. And what happened is as we started to move a little bit further down that path, as we started to have sex where I retained, and that energy started to build back up, and she could sense that energy building in me, she could sense that charge building between us, the sex was even better, and she was sold, basically. She was sold on the idea. She was like, okay, now I see. I see the difference that it makes. She experienced it for herself. So that's one of the things that, just like talking to, let's say, a friend who's a guy about semen retention, right? A lot of guys don't appreciate the benefit until they experience it for themselves. Likely the same thing is going to happen when you date. No matter what you do from a communication and talking standpoint, what will really help get your new partner on board is when she experiences it, when she can experience that difference. So it's very important to get to that point. It's very important to get to that point in your own life where you can experience the benefits within your own body, within your own world. And it's very important to get to that point with a partner where you can both really actually experience, okay, this is what the relationship is like. This is what sex is like when I'm practicing semen retention. This is what our connection is like. And that's usually when you're going to find your partner get much, much more on board, right? Some women, because they, you know, a lot of women are caught up in some of the same ideas that guys are, right? About this sort of goal-oriented, get to the ejaculation thing, right? Like they get some excitement and satisfaction out of making a guy ejaculate. And there's some sort of deeper stuff that's happening there, because energetically, when you ejaculate, especially if you ejaculate in a partner, in a lot of ways, you're kind of giving them your energy, right? So there's some draw to that for women. But just from the idea of it, a lot of women are sort of caught up in that same idea that ejaculation is like the goal, right? And so there's some reorienting of those ideas that needs to happen. And that, yes, can and should happen through communication, but it really happens through experience. It really happens through experience. And I think that very likely for a lot of guys is going to be a similar path to what I had with that woman I dated a year and a half ago or so that I told you about, right? Where you're probably going to, when it's brand new, you're going to not have quite the same control probably because it's brand new. There can be some benefits to, from a bonding standpoint, there are some physiological bonding things that happen when you ejaculate with a partner, right? So to a limited degree, that can be a good thing. And there's in the beginning, you're probably going to ejaculate a little bit more often, right? But if you stay on this path, you communicate that this is the path that you want to be on, and you stay committed to it, and you do your part to build your control, to build your discipline, to be able to walk this path, then what you'll start to discover is that as you actually start to put it into practice together, those ideas will really shift in your partner's mind. She will see and experience the benefits for herself, and then she'll be on board, right? So don't be surprised if when you're dating, a woman that you talk to about this isn't immediately on board with it, right? She might think you're weird. You might be the first person that she's dated that's ever practiced that. That's all okay. If she's the right person for you, if your connection is meant to be, then things are going to move forward and eventually she's going to get on board with it. If she's completely not on board with it, then she's not the right person for you. We need to prioritize how you want to live your life, and then go about finding the right person. Don't bail on the semen retention journey just because you start dating somebody and the woman you're dating isn't on board with it. If she's really not on board with it and doesn't get on board at some point, then she's not the right person for you. It's as simple as that, right? Because she doesn't align with how you want to live your life and how you've decided to. So again, as you date, make sure you communicate, have discussions. If you don't have at least one, if not multiple discussions about sex before you ever have sex, you're not walking the path as well as you could be. Because if there's one thing that's important to having good sex long-term with a partner, it's communication. And if you don't communicate before you ever have sex, then sex puts these goggles on a relationship where once you have sex with somebody, you view them and you view the relationship differently because sex does all of these things from a physiological, you know, hormonal neurotransmitter pair bonding kind of standpoint. And so you start to look at the relationship through this lens of sex. How many people have gotten caught up in a relationship that really isn't a great relationship for them, and maybe even with somebody they don't even really like all that much, because they start having sex and it throws things out of whack, right? So don't start with sex. When it comes to sex and dating, start with communicating about sex. Talk about it. And the most important aspect to talk about, or one of the most important aspects to talk about, is semen retention. If that's what you're going to practice, talk about it. Make sure they're on board with it. Make sure they're at least open-minded enough that it's not like some kind of deal breaker where they just think you're super weird. If they are, okay, next. Onward to the next. There's, 3+ billion women on the planet. If you run into one who doesn't align with who you are, next. Right? Don't try to fight something to make it fit when it doesn't fit. So communicate about sex ahead of time. Communicate about semen retention. Understand that there's going to be some education. There's going to be some shifting of ideas and expectations that needs to happen. And then what will likely happen is there will be that shift where then you will start to experience it as a couple. She will start to experience the benefits. She will be sold on the idea because she will feel it. And then things, of course, can be much more awesome from there. So, you know, date, go out and date, yes, but start with your purpose, start with working on yourself, and instead of chasing after the dating, just be open to it. Keep your eyes open, you know, keep your heart space open. When you run into somebody in real life that catches your eye, talk to them. Those are how the best connections happen. And then make sure that you get them on board with the semen retention path, that you educate them on why you're doing it, that you educate them on your practices. If you're edging every day, make sure that comes up in the conversation. Let her know about your self-care practices. Let her know that you don't watch porn anymore, but you used to. Let her know that you edge every day and why. And I can tell you that you'll definitely want to continue that, right? We've talked about before that a regular mindful edging practice is one of the best things you can do to have better sex. So it doesn't just mean that you edge while you're single and then once you have a partner, you stop edging. No. You edge while you're single, yes. When you have a partner, you keep edging because that's your self-care. That's your way to practice. That's your way to have awareness and control of your body. That's your way to have better sex once you're in that relationship. So talk about semen retention, talk about your edging practices, talk about porn, right? Don't be afraid to say that you used to watch porn and that it used to be a problem, but you've worked on it and healed it and now it's not. Or don't be afraid to say that you're still kind of in the stages of working on it. Be honest. One of the very best things that you can do in your life, and especially in a relationship, is be radically honest. Just be honest about your shortcomings, about the good things, about your dreams, about your traumas, your vulnerability. Just be radically honest. And it especially is true when it comes to sex and porn and semen retention and all those things. Just be radically honest. If it is the right person, that will not derail it. In fact, it will only deepen the relationship and it will deepen the trust. So go out, be open to what the universe brings, live your life, build yourself, work on yourself, and then have those conversations. You know, when you get that sense with somebody, have that conversation. You might find that as you build your charge, as you practice semen retention, because you become so much more magnetic, you might find that you have somebody approaching you. Awesome. Stay open to it, but don't go out and chase it. Don't go chasing it. Get off the dating apps. If you're on a dating app and you haven't built your dream life and your dream version of you in every other way, that's a bad choice. Right? If you have not completely built the version of you to the utmost desire that you have, and if you have not built every other aspect of your life, then being on a dating app is pointless. It's only going to be a waste of time and energy. It might get you laid. It might get you a date. That's stupid. Build yourself. Build yourself and you will attract the right person into your life. I promise you. Have faith in that. You got to have faith that you will encounter the right person at the right time. And let me just wrap it up by saying this. I deeply know that we meet the people that we are meant to meet at the time we are meant to meet them for a reason. And not everybody you meet, not every woman you meet or go on a date with, of course, is going to be the one that you're meant to be with. But we're still meant to meet those people. We are meant to experience something together. We're meant to learn something from them. Maybe they're meant to learn something from us. So trust and have faith in God, in the universe, that those connections will happen when they're meant to. When you have a connection that comes up, right? When you meet somebody, let go of expectations around what you think it is or could be or should be or what you want it to be or whatever. Let go of the expectations and come back to a place of curiosity, of asking and saying, okay, it seems like I was meant to meet this person. I wonder why. Why? Why was I meant to meet this person? Were we meant to go on one more date and that's it? Were we meant to be together forever? Were we meant to be together for 6 months and experience and learn things together? Who knows? But ask that. Ask that question. Ask that question in life of everything. Stop placing projections of what you think something should be or could be or what you want it to be, and instead ask what it is. Ask that of yourself. Who am I? What is my purpose? Ask that of a business or a project. What is this thing meant to be? What does it want to be? Not what I want it to be. What is it meant to be? What does it want to be? And then ask that of the relationship. When you start dating somebody, let go of the expectations and just ask. Ask of the universe, ask of God, what is this meant to be? And stay open-minded. And it may be that you're meant to go on 2 dates with somebody. You have, you know, it might be that you meet somebody and you have a really kind of special feeling about them. And then you go on 2 dates and for whatever reason, you go your separate ways. Okay, maybe that's what it's meant to be. Or maybe you're meant to be together for the rest of your life. Who knows? But be in that place of asking. I don't mean literally asking them. I mean having an asking of the universe, right? What is this thing meant to be? And then just enjoy the adventure of that. When you have expectations, when you start dating somebody, it puts you in this place of, as we've talked about before, expectations just set us up for disappointment. It puts us in a place of a zero minus proposition where best case, it meets your expectations and it's like, meh, met my expectations. Or it doesn't, in which case you're let down. And that places you in a position of fear, in a position of not wanting to lose something, not wanting to screw it up. And that creates a lot of anxiety and stress around it, prevents you from being in a flow state and being yourself. So let go of that. Let go of the expectations. And just enjoy the adventure. Man, I wonder what this is meant to be. This will be interesting. I wonder why I was meant to meet this person. I wonder what we're meant to learn from each other. Now it takes away the stress and the fear and the anxiety. And it takes away the letdown. And it just allows you to be your best. To be authentically you. That's what you want to do is you go out and date. Don't go out and try to be what you think someone wants you to be. Be authentically you. Go out and enjoy the dating world. Go out and kick ass. I'm about to go and get a training session. Make sure you're doing the physical work. Make sure you're doing the physical work, man. It's such an important foundation. Sending you guys good vibes. Have an amazing rest of your day. And we'll talk to you soon.